I'm Jackie.
I'm Gina.
Welcome to Bold Leap, where we focus on capturing the raw, authentic narratives of people like you
who took a bold leap to pursue their dreams. If you're struggling with how to make it happen and how to get started,
or maybe you just need a seed of inspiration,
then we invite you to take the bold leap.
Like, subscribe, and follow.
Jackie Lutz joins us to discuss her journey as the Director of Content for the Auto Care Association. Keep listening as we explore her bold leap, which opened doors to more opportunities than she could have imagined. We will learn about navigating the art of self-promoting from setbacks to success.
Could all use this conversation today?
Oh, most definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, so sometimes a door closes.
Sometimes.
lots of times, doors close. You know, right? You get opportunity, a business, event.
Been there many times.
Whatever. Yes. So sometimes the door closes. Do you leave that door closed or do you force it to stay open?
That's a really good question. Again, you know, when I was younger, I would force it to stay open, try to.
Right.
You know, I mean, I was just hell-bent on it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older,
more mature,
more wiser, mm-hmm. I have learned everything happens the way it's supposed to, mm-hmm. and you leave it closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I agree. The same thing. It's sometimes you just have an idea and you're, me personally, like I'm so set that this is going to work. And I have learned,
yes,
the harder I force something, the more obstacles. You know?
Right.
And so you get, you know, someone throws a little stone and then they throw a pebble. And then when they throw the boulder and it breaks, you know, it breaks the glass, you're like, okay, maybe I should try something different.
Right. And that's that whole thing about the silver lining.
You're
it's
right.
like,
yeah.
you know, you don't know. We're not in control. Like we think we are.
As much as we want to be.
Exactly.
And we both are. As much as I say, I'm take it as it comes. I like the control of,
right.
of knowing.
Right.
So,
yeah, well, and especially like if you have an idea or a plan or a dream or a goal,
right.
it's like you're so sure about it
mm-hmm.
that when the door closes, it's hard.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
My mom has always said, you make plans and God laughs.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not laughing, but yeah.
not at that.
No.
About other things.
Right.
give you enough material to
yes,
laugh at.
You sure do.
Anyway. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, this ties right into what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to get some good tips on how to handle that when the door does close and how to prepare. Jackie Lutz is the Director of Content for the Auto Care Association's award-winning communication team. With over a decade of marketing and communications experience, Jackie has become an expert at creating compelling brand narratives. In fact, her knack for storytelling isn't just professional. It became her lifeline when she faced an unexpected setback. After being laid off from a job she loved, Jackie didn't retreat. Instead, she stepped into the spotlight, sharing her journey in front of a camera and posting it onto LinkedIn. She knew that marketing herself would be key to catching the attention of potential employers, and she proved herself right, and that bold move opened more doors to opportunities than she could have imagined. Now Jackie is back in her element, channeling her passion into the world of branding and marketing. Joining us today is Jackie Lutz, and we're going to dive into the power of marketing and branding yourself and how building a network can propel you to your goals. Welcome to Bold Leap.
Thank you. Ooh. I want you to introduce me like every morning. I just want to wake up to your voice saying these positive
sure.
things.
Well, hey, you're going to get a recording, so you can put that
there
on your
go.
Phone.
Yeah, on repeat.
Right. Every morning when
there
she
we
gets
go.
Up.
We're going to be...
Her mantra.
There we go. We'll be her new alarm.
Exactly. Welcome to Bold Leap.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So this is a really big topic today, especially with a lot of businesses, with musicians, with artists. It's all about branding and marketing. And two things I've learned in my older age. We're all a brand, whether we think we mm-hmm. are, whether we work on it or not, we are a brand, and we're all salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that 100%. I you know, there's a lot of people that are kind of skeptical and kind of think, personal branding is a bit of a buzzword right now, but whether or not you acknowledge it or not, we all walk around all day flying flags, and it is our brand, and people notice those things and they tie different words to those. And it's all about, you know, you deciding what flags you want to be flying and how you want to be known.
And it can go as simple as a color, something you wear, correct? Am I incorrect in that?
Yeah, like, it can be visual. It can be style. It can be, you know, something unique about you that people just remember. It can be your tone of voice. It can be the way you carry yourself. It can be a thousand different things. It can be a part of a brand. It can be your values. It can be what you stand for, what people know you for. You know, I think of like Simon Sinek. Are you guys familiar with him? I'm sure you are.
The why.
The why, yeah.
Figure out your why.
Yeah, starts with why. Yeah. Yes. Well, like, you know, his isn't necessarily his look, right? It's his outlook. People know he's just very optimistic.
Right.
And he knows that he, you know his values are people. You know, and then you look at Gary Vee. I don't know if know him. He's another marketing person, but his brand is a little bit more, you know, direct.
Right.
He's almost mean sometimes, but you love him for it because he's being direct, right? And that's part of his brand. So it's about how you want to be known for the world and being authentic in that, and then walking around and bringing yourself the right opportunities because you've done that work and you know exactly the type of opportunities you're trying to bring in. So you know what to put out.
So you are, do you do branding for your company? Like exactly what do you do?
So my day job as of late, as the director of content for the Auto Care Association, they are the biggest association in my industry, which is the auto care industry, which is really all about auto repair. And, for them, I am developing their entire content strategy, which includes things like video and social media and blogs and writing and all that kind of stuff, all the different ways that we can produce content. But really what led to this job was my work. It was almost like a side volunteerism of personal branding. So I've done a lot of talks on personal branding. I do a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of podcasts, and I've really just kind of devoted myself kind of in service a little bit to help people work on their personal brands and companies.
For people that are listening, define personal branding. Like what is it exactly?
Personal branding is really how you, you know, if you label your values and your different parts of your personality and you package those in a way that you can present to the world. So it's all about how you package those and bring them out into the open and so that people can talk about it and so that you can talk about it.
And
it,
why does that matter? Like, why should we be concerned about our personal brand?
You know, the quote that I love and I think speaks to this is from Dale Carnegie, and it's people do business with people who they know, who they like, and they trust. Mm-hmm. And if you have a strong personal brand that you've done the work and you truly know who you want to be and who you are today, and you know you're putting it out in that way, the idea is that more people are going to know you, for one. So think of, you know, if you're putting yourself out there on social in an authentic way and in a consistent way, the thousands and thousands of opportunities that are probably floating around there that could be at your exposure now just because people know you. Mm-hmm. And then if people actually like you, your odds go way up, right? And then if people actually trust what you're saying because you're consistent in it and you're authentic in it, the idea is that the more you can put yourself out there with a strong personal brand that is consistent, the more opportunities that are going to come to you.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I get confused with this part, you know. Is it possible to put too much out there?
Yes.
Okay.
It depends on what your goals are, though.
Okay.
Right?
So I guess that's what I wanted to get at. How do you figure out how much is too much? How authentic should you be? How do you figure all that out? How do you start figuring out what your brand should be?
It's a process, and there's a lot of resources out there that can really walk you through the different parts of, you know, a personal brand. I have my own set, you know, but I think it's a really good place to start is your values and then your goals. So like, what is really important to you? How do you envision a perfect world? If you had to envision a perfect world, what are the words that would come to mind? You know, like those end up being your values. And every single thing that you do, every single thing you put out there should align to those values. If anything doesn't, it's contributing to a lack of trust with your audience because something's not lining up, right? Mm-hmm. But, and then your goals too. So, you know, I love doing things like this. I love the public speaking engagements I've gotten out of doing this work. I love doing the podcast, all this kind of stuff. That's not everybody's goal.
Right.
So I put myself out there in a way to get more of these opportunities. Okay. And like today I'm going to post that I did this, you know, so that if somebody else has a podcast, they might think of me as a potential guest.
Okay.
That's the type of content I would put out because this is what I'm trying to manifest for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, somebody else has to look at their goals and what they're trying to do and just ensure that every single thing that they're putting out, one aligns to their values, but one is helping them get towards those goals,
so
whatever
it's
those might be.
Sorry. It's much more of controlled about what's being posted or what's being shared than just haphazardly, oh, I'm going to post this or, oh, I'm going to post that. It's much more controlled is what I'm hearing
you say. I think it needs to be somewhat strategic.
Strategic.
Yeah. But authentic too. Like, so, you know, I mainly stick to LinkedIn. I just got an Instagram 2 weeks ago and I've yet to post. So I'm not like I don't do a lot of personal social media because my main goals with using social media have been B2B related,
right?
You know, business to business. That's all LinkedIn.
So you're on the right platform.
Right.
Really.
So yeah, I've really focused on LinkedIn, but,
so not just embracing every platform and trying to reach as many people as possible, but being specific about the one platform that you're going to.
Again, it just depends on your goals. I would say like if a musician really wants to appeal to a lot of different audiences, they should be on a lot of different platforms that have a lot of different audiences. For me, I think my audience is quite niche, very business related, very professional development type related. So I stick to LinkedIn. That's my strategy. That's what's going to help me get me to my goals the most. It doesn't mean that I couldn't benefit from putting myself out there on Instagram a bit more. I just haven't fit that into my day. But, you know, I've just focused on LinkedIn because of that. But it just depends on what each individual is trying to get out of the work.
And I think that's a good point because all too often we hear people say, oh, you know, I'm on all the social medias, which I know just from the couple that we're on, it's overwhelming to manage
right.
those. So it's okay. It's nice for our listeners to hear that, you know what, think about where you're going, your platform is going to be or where your audience is going to be. And if you're not on every single social media outlet, then that's okay.
Absolutely. It's good advice. And I would say I love the quality over quantity thing when it comes to specifically with social media, because you can have millions of people know who you are, but if everything is kind of half-assed because you can't handle it all,
right,
then they're going to think of your brand as kind of half-assed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you want, like, if you're going for more of a quality thing and you're going for, you know, I want to be known for good thought leadership, then make sure everything you put out there is well thought through. And it's difficult to do that on 8 platforms and juggle all
right.
of that. So I would just advise people to look at their goals and think about that and go for the low hanging fruit first, you know, where's
right.
what's the, you know, which one's going to make the most impact, the most powerful impact. And you know, social media is its own beast too. There's so many ways you can cut and clip different things to work for many different social platforms. But if you can't put your, you know, all into it and it's not speaking to your brand the way you want it to, I would suggest to pull back. And I would say the same thing to a company, right? If you can't manage all this stuff and it's not making you look great,
right,
then, you know, cut back.
Are the rules or the strategic planning the same if you're building a brand for a product or a company as or versus working on yourself and building your own personal brand?
I would say it's similar.
It is.
So a lot of the plans for personal branding are very similar to the plans of branding a company or branding a product. So you go through like a company's values and their mission and their vision and all that kind of stuff. And I would say to do the same thing for your personal brand. Start at your mission. Start with your why. Start with why you want to do what you want to do in your values, what's important to you. Those are the most important things and everything else should align to those things. And then the other stuff, I think personal branding is a bit easier because just like with brands though, it can grow with you. So like you don't always have to be the same person you were 2 years ago when you started personal branding, right? Mm-hmm. You grow. And I think what's exciting about personal branding is that you kind of bring your audience along with you on the journey. And the more authentic you can be in that, which is really where I kind of tried to lean in, is I took people on this journey with me and they felt part of it. I feel like they felt like they were part of my layoff. You know, they
could feel it. How did you do that?
I think partially was because of the video that I turned. You know, when I got laid off, I would be bold enough to say a lot of people in the industry at least knew me or knew of me. They didn't all have the opportunity to work with me. I worked on a lot of committees and communities. I put myself out there a lot on LinkedIn, talking about the work we were doing in those communities. So I think a lot of people just knew of me. And I think that they could see my personality and my values through my posts, or at least I hope they could. And so when I got laid off, I was very surprised. And I think a lot of people were, because I had more of a reputation of a high performer. Mm-hmm. You know, I did get promoted every year or two up until that point. So it is kind of surprising when you all of a sudden get paid to leave. That's a little bit humbling.
And without,
right?
without saying the name of the company, what mm-hmm. business... Or was
it
that
was
giving
a
too much away?
Auto part manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'll say.
All right.
Yeah. And yeah, so when I did get laid off, I was very surprised. It took me a week to be able to talk about it because I was
that's
very
not
emotional.
That long.
I mean, and that's not to say that I didn't stop recording and bawl my eyes out after that video, because I was still very emotional. And even sure. actually just hearing you read that, I got a little emotional again. Uh-huh. It's very triggering, like when that happens to you.
Yeah.
And especially when you put so much into that,
right.
you know, and you have been, you know, thought of as kind of a golden child, and then all of a sudden you're right. on the street.
Well, like, let me ask you something with this. So you get laid off, you know, a week later, you're recording this.
Yeah.
Did
mm-hmm.
you like, did you write it out? Did you write out a script?
No.
Was it
from the heart.
It was from the heart. And it was probably my third take because I lost it the first two times. And I really wanted to get the message right. So every part of me wanted to just write a post. You know, I was thinking about what would most people do in this situation? They would hide away.
Right.
Tail between their legs.
Right.
Very embarrassed and say, I am looking for work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's awful. And I didn't want to be most people. And I wanted to actually speak to the people that were in this situation too, because I happen to know a lot of people in our industry at the time who were, but just got laid off. So I decided to do a video. I'm like, I'm going to do this, and I'm probably going to get emotional, and I have to be okay with that. But I wanted the message to be right. I didn't want to sit there and bash my company. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have a lot of hard feelings. I understood why the decision was made. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show them that I'm okay. And I wanted my personal brand to come out and it to be out of courage. People could see that that was a courageous move because I hold a lot of emotion in my mouth. You know, when I'm about to cry, I kind of frown and I hold a lot of tension in my mouth. And you can see that in the video when I left it in there. But I started telling a story about how this kind of stuff happens. And every time in my life that something like this has happened, it's been for the greater good in the end.
Wow.
And so
you were
I'm
able
excited.
To say that a
I was.
Week after?
I had multiple different situations in my head that came to my head of times where I thought my life was over because something bad happened to mm-hmm. me. And then if I look back now, I'm like, had that not happened,
right?
None of this great stuff would have mm-hmm. happened. And so I tried to leave that video saying, I'm excited about the future and everyone else who's in this situation. I hope you're excited about your future.
Wow.
And we're going to be okay.
I would have hired you in a heartbeat.
No kidding. She was not forcing that door open, was she?
Oh, my gosh.
She was holding it closed.
Yeah, no kidding.
There we go.
I know something good's coming.
Something good's coming.
And, you know, it was a week later that this job came up.
What was the most surprising outcome of this situation that you learned about yourself?
I didn't know so I knew I had a pretty big network just from the work that I had done up until that point. But I didn't know how many people actually cared. You don't know how many people are just liking your stuff because they like who you are. They think that you have a nice positive message, you know, and they're just going through and liking people's posts. And then how many people are actually invested in you? And it changed for me. Something changed in me when I had CEOs who I've never spoken to in my life message me and say, I watch you on here. You're going to be okay. I wish I had a job for you right now.
Really?
But it's Q4 and the holidays are, you know, in 2 weeks, you know, it's not a great time. But those messages just never got old to me because it was validating that this personal branding thing actually does work. If you put in the work, I never had to worry about getting a job. I knew I was going to get a job. I didn't know what it was. Everyone kept asking me what I wanted to do, and I couldn't answer that question, which was unfortunate. But the response I got from that authentic video, and I think it was that on top of the work I had done in the past, really made me feel like this is worth investing in. It's worth investing in your brand. It's worth having that parachute.
Works.
Yes, it works.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Let's talk about, you keep going back to the work I did and the networking and everything else. That was all stuff that you put yourself into. It wasn't like you were getting paid to work on different committees and stuff like that or do the right. speaking engagements. You were doing it. Why were you doing all that?
I really started to see the impact that some of these talks were having on people. You know, I would always have one or two people at the end of each session who would message me separately afterwards and say, you know, this is my situation. I really admire, you know, seeing everything that you're able to put out there on LinkedIn. I want to do something similar, and I would give them some tips or tricks or whatever. And then I would actually see them doing it.
Mm.
And then actually seeing them get some, you know, some success out of it.
Yeah.
And then seeing them speak at an event. And how cool that is.
Wow.
It's like, it's amazing. And I know it works. So, and especially with my industry, I feel like it's something that I can give that helps push the entire industry forward. You know, our young people, our young leaders, to encourage them to start getting involved now and start becoming known now, start working on your brand now, so that when you're 36 years old, you have something to fall back on when you're not the lowest paid employee and companies have to start making decisions.
Right.
You know, you have something to fall back on.
And I think that's a different, that's a shift in mindset.
Right.
And maybe the younger generation, maybe not our generation,
right.
Jackie, but I think the younger generation maybe thinks that way. But I think for people who are of our generation,
right.
they aren't thinking, maybe we don't think that way. You know, we're not thinking of
a brand
of ourselves as a brand,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, we're just like, I'm just looking for a job. There are many people who are out of work and they're looking for a job. And so that would be a shift to think about how they're branding themselves, how they're putting themselves out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So how do people start creating a brand?
I think you have to start by doing the work and know your values. You have to know yourself first. You have to know yourself today and you have to know what you're working towards. You have to answer those two questions or you're just going to be kind of on sinking sand. I was in that spot before where I started realizing, oh, personal branding's a thing. Oh, I have a strong personal brand. And then I started kind of playing off it before doing that work. And the second you get somebody who makes a negative comment about it, you know, you can have thousands of positive affirmations and then have one person that makes a comment on one of your videos
and said this is stupid.
It'll take you down. It took me down. And I couldn't post for a couple weeks. And I remember my husband being like, what is wrong? He's like, you have all this encouragement flooding towards you all the time. And you are going to let one person who you barely know, who has, had the nerve to say something, take you down. And, I think a lot of it has to do with those two questions weren't answered for me yet. I didn't necessarily believe in what I was preaching yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do because I answered those questions and I did that work. So I would tell anybody, step one, understand your values. There's so many resources on Google, how to figure out my personal brand values.
Right.
Do some of the worksheets on there, take some of the quizzes, kind of start putting that together and then start thinking about your goals, both personally, professionally, put those together and then draw a map from there. And then your personal brand should be kind of aligned, where think about if some of your values are being very direct or mm-hmm. being very truthful, honesty, that's really your thing. You're a Gary Vee type of person.
Mm-hmm.
But then other parts of your life should really align with that.
Right.
So if you're going to state that these are your values, your content should be very direct. It should be very truthful. It should be very authentic.
And consistency.
Consistent. That's what's going to build the mm-hmm. trust and mm-hmm. be consistent. Once you get going, be consistent. The number one thing I see is that people put themselves out there. They maybe create a video for the first time. The algorithm isn't in their favor because they haven't been creating content this whole time. They don't get any likes. They get like one like and you go across it and you see like, oh, that's been on there for 7 days and I only got one like, and then they don't show up
right
the next day.
Right. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. I think even with post, it's like, if you don't get engagement, you know, do you keep going? How long do you keep posting? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, for the B2B people out there, I can at least speak to LinkedIn. LinkedIn came out with this statistic that I think is fascinating. 95% of their members do not engage.
Wow. Really?
They sit on there and they just scroll. And I was that person until I heard the statistic and I'm like, ooh, I need to engage more. Most people just go on LinkedIn to look at the latest information, thought leadership, whatever. They'll watch your video, they'll like it, but they won't click like. They'll just keep going to the next one.
Wow.
So just because you don't get the analytical engagement, right, that does not mean people aren't seeing your face and people aren't going to be thinking of you, if you're consistent, thinking of you when opportunities arise.
So I think this is interesting because with musicians, you brought up musicians, there's so much pressure for them to have numbers, and it's all about numbers, 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 where it sounds like you have to just keep doing the work and forget about the numbers. Don't even look at the numbers.
I think that the numbers can guide you into maybe optimizing your content. So if you see that, okay, when I only do a video that's 30 seconds, I get a lot more views and likes and engagement than I do when I do a video that's a minute long. Use those kind of things to help you build engagement. But I would never take your engagement as a do or don't.
Right.
Like, clearly no one wants me to do videos because nobody is liking them. Not true.
Right. And you have to do it because it's part of who you are. If that's who you want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And just keep doing it and stay consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
For additional information and more content, they are going to look on LinkedIn, and it's Jackie, J-A-C-K-I, Lutz, spelled L-U-T-Z.
Yes.
Right. And we will have her information on the post. So if you have any questions, I'm sure she'd be happy to answer.
Absolutely.
Or if you want to hire her to do any speaking or coaching for your team, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bold Leap is produced by Podcast Nation. To learn more, visit us at podcastnation.com.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up with our final question, and that is, how do you slice the pie? In other words, how do you spend your day? Like, what are your top three priorities that keep you focused?
My first one would probably always be my physical health. There's certain things that I make sure I do every single day that I can. Obviously, you don't control. I have two toddlers, so you don't control it all the time. But I truly try to get, you know, exercise every single day. I try to drink my water every single day. I have micro goals throughout my day to make sure that I reach them. I'm a very routine person. So I have a lot of routines in my day that are health oriented. I have a lot of routines in my day that are very professional development oriented, reading certain newsletters, always trying to learn, see what the latest stuff is in marketing and branding. I always do that every single morning to see if any of that sparks anything for the rest of my day. And then I think there's always a spiritual aspect of it to me. I always want to feel like I am fulfilling my purpose. Mm-hmm. If I am fulfilling my purpose, then I have all the energy in the world to get everything done that I need to get done.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for spending time with us today. And remember, sometimes the only mode of transportation available is a bold leap. Comment and share this episode. Thanks for listening, and be bold.
Be bold.